Malka.
He hasn't come on yet.
Thank you.
Good evening, Hag Sameach.
Happy to meet you. Good evening.
We begin section 11 today of Lech Lecha. So we are starting at Pasuk 67, and I'll start with the Lashem Yehud. Lashem Yehud, good Shabbos in Yishkinte, Bid Hilu, Erkimu, Ud Hilu, Ud Hilu, Erkimu. Reakta, Lashem Yehud, Bavate, the Yehuda, Shalim, Bashem, Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, Lasok Torah Mitzvah. Vayhino amadunai Elohino aleinu maasei yadeinu penenei aleinu maasei yadeinu penenei. V'si ifra du rabi esa saba titiv haka v'yavur avram v'aretz uktiv hatam ani avir kol tuvi. Who remes the kisha, the aradiate, meatar ila a kitahase. The translation. In the book of Rabbi Yessa Saba, the elder, it writes, it is written, and Avram passed through the land, while elsewhere it is written, I will make all my goodness pass before you. Just as there it implies the entire goodness of the supernal place, which is Bina, so the implication is the same here. It gives a hint about the holiness of the land, which emanates from a supernal place in all its proper goodness. This refers to Malchut, that encloses Bina properly and receives its light. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the Pasuk becomes clear as it is written. questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I'm glad you said that because that's what our theologies we read.
Well, that's a good sign.
Mm-hmm. The last line, though, this refers to Malkut, that enclosed being of properly and receives its light. I understand what it's saying, but at the same time, I'm not sure I do, if that makes sense.
It always makes sense. If we... There's an adage in Kabbalah, if you think you understand something, you don't.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is I'm wondering why Rabbi Ashlan included it, because if it wouldn't be there, well, I guess he's elaborating on the supernal place and making it clear.
He's elaborating on the word goodness.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's saying the supernal place is in its proper goodness.
The supernal place is Bina.
Mm-hmm.
Supernal implies upper. And place implies manifestation.
Okay. All right. Okay, so that gives us Bina, and that gives us Malkut. Okay.
And that's why Rabbi Ashlag's comments appear the way they do.
Right. Okay.
We always have to remember... when you think of the stuff he wrote, because we're so inundated with the Tree of Life glyph, with that diagram, we don't perceive how the circles relate to each other. We think of them as being separated and having these lines of like a channel. But in reality, if you imagine a tube, you know, I think as a kid I used to play with the inner roll of the toilet paper. I think all kids did.
Mm-hmm.
But imagine two of those, one inside the other. The innermost roll is the higher level. So the innermost role is Bina. And then there's a space. The number phase 3 is an empty space.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another role. There's another tube. I can move the two tubes one against the other so that the inner tube peeks its head out, and then I can cover it back up with the outer tube. And I use that image to help me overcome the mistake that comes from looking at that 10-circle chart. You've seen the diagram where you have the 10 circles, one in front of each of the other. But those circles are on a two-dimensional plane of a piece of paper. You have to imagine those circles all being tubes, and they move against each other. One will go one way, the other goes other. One goes down as I look down into the paper. One pulls up as I'm looking, as I'm seeing it, and I'm seeing an edge of the two. That is helpful to imagine what he's really describing in this verse, and why Rabbi Ashlag's comments help us to understand that.
Yeah, I have a tendency to think of going up the tree or going down the tree, especially, you know, in our classes when, well, I guess in the Psalms, when we're trying to decide, is it Yesod or is it Chokmah? And depending on the direction, and I think that's what I'm always thinking up and down, and you're right, the glyph. Okay. But maybe that's a second stage past the glyph, you know, going up a little bit in understanding.
It's all correct. Pasuk 68. Ad Mekom Shechem Ad Elon Moreh L'sitra Das L'sitra Da Kid Kachazeh Wehachnani Az Ma'aretz Aitmar Diat Kedain Shalta Chivya Bisha Deitzlatya Priate Mevaltim Alama Diktil Arur Kena'an Eved Avadim Yihye Lechav Utiv Arur Ata Mikol Habehema Wigomer Vitaman Itkarev Avraham Vigabed Kud Shabarihu Makiti Vyara Hashem El Avram Hakait Galei Leya Madilahawa Yada Hahu Hela Amika Lashalta Al Ara Ugin Tahvayera Madilahawa Misha Seminea. The translation: to the place of Shechem, to the plain of Moreh, means from one side to the other, as it was befitting. And the Canaanites were then in the land, which is the secret of the evil serpent. It has been explained that at that time the curse of the evil serpent dominated the land, and the world was cursed. As it is written, cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants shall he be to his brethren. And also, you are cursed above all cattle. When Abraham came close to the Holy One, blessed be he, it is written, and Hashem appeared to Avram. Now was revealed to him that which he did not know, because of the profound force that governed the land. Thus appeared to him what had been concealed from him, and he was able to understand it. My commentary: that all energy flows through the land. This is the way things work in our world. Questions, comments, thoughts.
Is it hinting that Abraham went to Shechem first before he went to Hebron?
No.
Okay.
it's saying that Shem is one column, Moreh is the other column. It's not telling you which is which. It's saying that within the, it's saying that Avram went from one side, the right column, to the left column. And he's saying we have a code word, cattle. You are cursed above all cattle.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, cattle represents a code word meaning nations, physical locations of nations. But it actually is saying it's spiritual locations of nations.
Okay, I know the definition of Shechem. Shechem means shoulder. So there are two shoulders from one side to the other. So that would be another picture of one column and another column.
Correct.
Okay.
It's
and I wondered why that cattle, rather than, you know, animal, I think, in one of my Hebrew books, I think cattle meant flesh.
Correct.
And
that's Aramaic, it does.
Mm-hmm. So until he reached this place, is this like the first grade that he's, since he's gotten into the land?
That's the first
and it's
grade, saying, exactly.
Close to
it's
Holy
the
One.
He couldn't have entered the land without having a different level of consciousness than when he was outside the land.
Okay.
That
but you notice
to
it says
today.
When he came, it says when he came close to the Holy One, then Hashem appeared to him. So was it his steps to enter the land and the consciousness that was there when he did that caused Hashem to reveal to him, well, it's saying the force that governed the land.
Remember, Avram is coming from Ur Kasdim, where he's an astrologer. And
right.
There's a midrash that essentially says that Avram was constantly meditating day and night, that he was searching for the world, for the force that controlled the world. And he saw the land of Israel as the center point. He saw the land of Israel as being this place, this force of, that controlled the world. And when God spoke to him, he said, go, lech lecha, go for yourself, etc. Go from your father's house to the place that I will show you. The operative word is place. And when we read that, we think of physical locations. But this whole section is describing not a physical place, but a level of consciousness. When you go into, what did we learn from the goodness of the land? When you go into the land, meaning Israel, you receive additional desire to receive. You receive an additional soul. Or you exchange it for a larger soul. Your soul leaves because the soul that is in exile cannot go into the land. it is exchanged for a soul that is closer to Hashem. That's what's being described, and it'll be explained in the next verse, which we don't have time for today.
Okay.
And the only reason that I know that it's the next verse is because I did this. I made this section over the holiday. But I only did 10 verses, and the section is 25. So
you haven't put it on the website yet. I checked yesterday. I didn't see anything. I didn't see a chapter 11. Let me put it that way.
Well, I put it on the website to this afternoon.
Okay.
And I didn't complete all 25 verses. I only was able to have time to do 10.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when you print it out, I'm also going to do the balance of it later on.
Mm-hmm.
But I figured was 10 was enough for the balance of this week for us to do it. So if we only do 2 or 3 a day, although sometimes we'll do 4. But there's enough to keep it up. But this is, as we go through it, you'll see it to be an amazing section because it's really explaining how we see the words as a physical location. But in reality, it's telling us that it's a spiritual consciousness.
Well, it's been telling us for a long, long time that Abraham was a code word, not for just the patriarch as a chariot, but spiritual world down to the physical world. But I don't think we've really gotten into the depth of that meaning, and I guess this lekwakha is now starting to do that.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
So you have a good afternoon, good evening.
Okay.
And we'll do the Tikkuni Zohar tonight at the 7 o'clock class.
All right. Thank you.
Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you.
And I'm reminding you that we have Rosh Chodesh a week from today.
Okay.
Shalom to all.
Shalom.
Shalom.